gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who's got some interesting products to tell us about. He is the man behind a product called Green Grease. I know nothing about it. He's the president of Omni Lubricants, but I've been told it's some pretty cool stuff. So we'll hear more about that in this hour of the broadcast. Also in this hour of the broadcast, Lou Ann Hammond, CEO of CarList.com, will be along to update us on the changes to the Land Rover lineup for model year 2010. Three distinct changes. Hour number two, he is one of my favorites, William Jeans, the former publisher of both Road and Track and Car and Driver magazine, former editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine, author. We're going to talk about a gamut of things with William. Also in hour number two, the Motorsports Report with Jeff Bressler. But to get things started, let's check in on the world of automotive news. And this news report is brought to you by the folks at Stabil. When you store, start with Stabil. It's America's number one fuel stabilizer. For more information, visit www.goldeagle.com. Well, some interesting news about the next generation Jeep Grand Cherokee. Ironically, I just had the 2010 Jeep Grand Cherokee as a test vehicle just this past week or so. But this is the all-new model, which is scheduled to debut very soon. But the problem is a lot of the parts used on this vehicle are shared with Daimler-Benz, a.k.a. Mercedes-Benz, and Chrysler and Daimler have been divorced for nearly 3 years, but the automakers are still very much entwined when it comes to product. For example, the Chrysler 300, the Dodge Charger, and the Dodge Challenger all use a platform, and several companies utilize that platform, which is sourced from Daimler-Benz. Chrysler's short-term product plans include more Daimler DNA in the Mercedes M-Class architecture that forms the basis, that's right, the basis for its all-new Jeep Grand Cherokee, as well as the Dodge Durango for 2011. But we were going to see these vehicles in the coming months. Unfortunately for Chrysler, Daimler doesn't seem to want to play parts bin pimp for its former underling, as it is shortening the company of vital components required to continue operations. In August, Chrysler filed a lawsuit against Daimler because the German automaker was withholding parts like torque converters and steering columns. The suit has been reportedly been settled, but now Chrysler alleges that the 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee launch is in jeopardy. As such, Chrysler has filed a second suit to force Daimler to provide rear axles and other components in a timely fashion, stating that the company needs the parts to build new Grand Cherokee models for testing in advance of the vehicle's May 2010 launch. It will be a 2011 model. So interesting stuff there. Also in the news column this week, some interesting ramblings from the folks at Porsche. I attended the Porsche Panamera launch this past week and got a chance to record lots of audio there. This car is scheduled to go on sale the weekend of October 17th, and it is quite a vehicle to say the least. The most controversial part of this vehicle is, of course, the styling, which some folks say doesn't look so hot, but it actually grows on you. I can tell you that from firsthand experience. I wasn't too thrilled with it at first, but now I can understand what they're doing. It's very much looking like a four-door 911, and it very much is an extraordinarily good performance car, as we got the opportunity to drive all three variants of that vehicle. at a launch held in Wisconsin a little bit earlier last week. We drove the base model, the 4S, which is the all-wheel drive model, and the twin turbo model. Very expensive, but very nice indeed. And they're going after the 7 Series BMW, and they're going after the S-Class Mercedes and the Maserati Quattroporte, the Jaguar XFR, and some would say the BMW M5. On the heels of reports from the British car site Pistonheads, they have officially come up with some inside dirt on the next generation of the Nissan GT-R, with competitors lining up to challenge the current GT-R's performance benchmark. Nissan Senior Vice President for Global Product Planning, Andy Palmer, confirmed that plans are underway to succeed the GT-R with the next generation model. It's codenamed R36. The model will, according to the report, carry over the current model's twin-turbo V6, but with modifications to keep it ahead of the pack. The new GT-R is expected to hit the road by 2013 at the latest. Beyond that, Palma didn't disclose many other details, except that Nissan is committed to the GT-R program and won't be letting the Porsche 911 GT2 alone without a fight. So those are some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles for this week. We'll sprinkle some additional stories in throughout the broadcast, and we'll also sprinkle in a few trivia questions. But right now, if we're all set to go, we'll bring forth our first guest for today's broadcast. His name is Spencer McKenzie, and he's the president of Omni Lubricants. Spencer, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Hey, Bob, it's great to be with you and your listeners.
Well, tell us a little bit about Omni Lubricants first. How long has the company been in existence?
Sure. We've been making our product Green Grease since 1977. My father and I started the company way back when.
Wow. So Green Grease, a very interesting title. Tell us a little bit about why, number one, it's called Green Grease.
Right. Well, it's in our formula, the way we make it. It has synthetic polymers in it. It has extreme pressure agents in it. It has rust and corrosion inhibitors in it. And it also has anti-wear additives. And we made it green so that you could actually see the grease if you're underneath a vehicle and you're pumping it in through a grease fitting. You could see it coming out of the fitting or the boot.
Well, that certainly makes sense. Absolutely. So the response to the product has been very good, Spencer?
It's been fantastic, Bob. We have a 32-year history in the industrial and mining and marine and off-road applications all around the world. And in 2002, I decided to take the product into retail because I knew we had the absolute best grease in the market today. And, you know, the reception has been fantastic. We're currently stocked in all of the AutoZone stores, all of the Advance Auto Parts stores, and all the Tractor Supply stores. And I think the do-it-yourselfer has grown tired of just the cheap old peanut butter grease that's been on the shelf. They've already tried all the other ones, and now they're ready for a good product that saves them a lot of time and money.
One of the things that really makes Green Grease stand out from some of the other grease products out there is the fact that it is waterproof. Tell us about that.
Yes, we are actually the only waterproof grease in the world. All of the rest of the greases out there are just water resistant, and so that's why they're very easily washed out of pretty much any application. But with our synthetic polymers in there, we stick to metal and we create a waterproof seal so that you don't get contaminants into the grease. And the same factor that makes it waterproof also makes a seal against, say, dust and dirt, contaminants, chemicals, that kind of thing. So it really is a true waterproof grease.
Excellent. More with Spencer straight ahead. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car? this is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard this?
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about grease. That's right, but not just your average grease. We're talking about waterproof grease with the president and CEO of Green Grease, Spencer McKenzie. Spencer, along with his father, M. Alex McKenzie, they started this company many years ago, more than 25 years ago, and they've been serving the industrial, the mining, the marine, farming, and racing world with their very unique waterproof green grease. And it protects metal bearings, as Spencer was saying, from contaminants like dust, sand, grit, and dirt. I need to know a little bit more information here because I am not up to speed on all things grease. So tell us a little bit about the difference between regular grease and green grease as far as its ability to operate within extreme temperatures, Spencer.
Sure. My pleasure, Bob. A regular grease is not really rated for high temperatures. In fact, a lot of guys know when it gets up around 90 degrees or so, the base oil starts separating out from the grease, and it's floating all over the place. And that's why when you pick up a grease gun or a tube of grease, it's leaking oil all over you. It's a pretty big mess. Green grease, on the other hand, is a temperature rating from minus 20 up to 500 degrees F. So our product doesn't separate like that. It doesn't leak out. And we also put it in a plastic cartridge as well, so it's a little bit tougher. And the base oil doesn't wick out into the cardboard like the other products do. And a grease that has a low temperature rating, you know, it's just going to break down a lot quicker than a green grease would. It's going to leak all over the environment and all over the chassis parts. And that's going to lead to metal contact. And now the next thing you know, you've got excessive wear and parts failures right down the road, and now all of a sudden you've got downtime and the labor to replace it. It's a big mess. So we're giving people an opportunity to use a product that really is going to save them time and money. We've had people that write in and tell us, you know, I used to have to grease this application every 2 weeks. I put the green grease in there, and 6 months later, it's still full. It's a pretty amazing product.
Yeah, it definitely sounds very unique and amazing. Tell us a little bit about some of the television exposure that you've had. I know you've worked with a number of those folks.
We have. We are actually we are on Two Guys Garage. We are also on Truck Universe. And Sam Mamolo from Two Guys Garage, he is our spokesperson. In fact, I just got back from Memphis, Tennessee, where we did the AutoZone National Sales Conference. We had Sam Mamolo in the booth. And then we also do some sponsorship things, like we sponsor Evan Evans Racing. He is an off-road racer who uses hand controls. He was paralyzed in a non-racing-related accident back in 1989.
Wow.
In fact, I was the last guy to co-drive with him in the SCORE Fireworks 250 race. And 2 weeks later, he had this non-racing-related accident, and he's paralyzed from the chest down. So Green Grease has been on board with Evan Evans Racing. He is the son of Walker Evans, who is the king of off-road racing. And that's been a real inspiration to our company to see the people that respond to him. And we're just really proud to be on board with Evan. We also sponsor the Avenger Monster Truck. And I just returned from Hillsboro, Oregon, out there at Little People Big World, where Green Grease was a silver sponsor for Amy Roloff Charity Foundation. So that was pretty exciting. We're trying to get the brand out there in a lot of different places, and the beauty of the product is once somebody tries it, it just sells itself to them.
Absolutely. You need to spread the word even more. I wasn't aware of the product up until I got contacted by our mutual friend there, Terry Cole. Tell us a little bit about how it's being distributed. I know that you're working with a number of large automotive part distribution chains.
Right. We're currently in about 8,500 stores. All the AutoZone stock it in both the 14-ounce and the 3.3-ounce. And we're also stocked in Advance Auto Parts and Tractor Supply. And then they can also go online and order it direct from us. Our site is greengrease.net. Or we have an 800 number, which is 877-GO-GREASE.
Very good. 877-GO-GREASE.
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
And we will ship direct to that consumer, no problem at all.
Wow. I've been on the Hot Rod Power Tour a number of times. As Hot Rod Magazine is a sister publication for Motor Trend, the other radio program that I do. And I understand that you've worked on at least one of those tours. What year were you on the Hot Rod Power Tour?
I believe that was 2005 when they did the show, started at Arlington Ballpark in Arlington down in Texas.
Oh, very good, yes.
Right, we had a booth there. We've also done some Good Guys Rod and Custom Show events, boat shows, you know, different event marketing type things.
Oh, that sounds great. So once again, remind us the applications that green grease can be used on.
Great. It's good for any type of manufacturing or motorcycles, cars, trucks, boats, trailers, A lot of mowers use it because regular grease is eaten up by fertilizer, and we're the only fertilizer-resistant grease out there. So the ag market is big, the farm equipment, the implements. Basically, Bob, anything with a grease fitting that's from minus 20 up to 500 degrees, it's a perfect application. Works great in U-joints. It won't sling out all over the place like cheap grease does. It's great for any of the suspension points, you know, the tie rod ends, the ball joints, the upper and lower A-arms, the steering linkage. It's great for boat trailer wheel bearings, outboard motor. And I could go on and on for you.
Very good. Of course, today when most people think of anything with the word green in it, they think of it as being more environmentally friendly. I'm just curious if some of the products that are used in the green grease are actually better for the environment than traditional grease.
They actually are. You know, there's no hazardous byproducts made or generated from the manufacture of our product. And I can't say that for all grease. In addition, because our grease does not leak out, it's not going to get into the environment or the ground or the water table if you're off-roading and you're crossing a stream. You know, if you pull up at a signal and look over at any piece of construction equipment and you look at the bucket pins or the backhoe, you're going to see a nasty black-brown mess with dirt all over the place. And that's because the product is leaking out all over the place. Our product doesn't do that. You clean all that up once. You pump in the green grease, it stays put, and it's not going to leak out all over the environment. So we are environmentally friendly.
Excellent. We'll open up the telephone lines here for the last couple of minutes, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, Bob at Auto World Radio, if anybody has a question for Spencer McKenzie, and anything about his company, Green Grease. Spencer is president and CEO, and I understand your dad is still answering the phones from time to time. Is that true?
Well, I'm sad to say that he passed away in March.
But, oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he was answering our 800 number, 87 years old and actively involved in the company, and I think that's why he stayed around as long as he did, because he loved to talk about the product. He was there 24/7 for anybody that had an application question or a problem, and he really thoroughly enjoyed interacting with the folks over the years who use our product.
Well, wonderful. Well, Spencer, you've been a pleasure. Thank you so much, everybody. Visit www.greengrease.net. We'll chat with you again soon.
Very good, Bob. I appreciate the information. And to all your listeners, always remember, you have to lube it or lose it.
That goes with many things in life. Thank you, Spencer. Straight ahead, we're going to talk Land Rover.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office, and our whole-house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're live all across North America, and we very much appreciate you being with us. You can reach out and say hello anytime at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or send me an email. It is bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, just a few days back, I was at an event, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, Porsche event, the unveiling of the new sedan, the first ever from Porsche, the Panamera. And who was there but the one and only Lou Ann Hammond, CEO of CarList.com, and got a chance to catch up with her in person. Now we get to catch up with her on air. Hey there, Lou Ann, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing fine. You got an opportunity to attend another press launch that I missed due to the Motor Train Car of the Year extravaganza, and that was the launch of not one, not two, but three revised Land Rovers for 2010. It was held up in Vermont. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, it's such a great event. You know, it's a dichotomy. We go from racing around the racetrack with Hurley Haywood and Bob Fayette. Then we go over to off-roading with Land Rover. So one, you're going as fast as you can, and the other one, you're going as slow as you can.
That's true. And, of course, Land Rover takes their off-road stuff very seriously.
Oh, yeah. You know, the racing, Hurley Haywood is going, watch forward and look at the apex. And in Land Rover, they're going, look only at the rock you're going over. Look to the future to make sure where you're going, but only watch the rock you're going over right now.
So a little bit different driving styles.
That's right, yeah. And both places, in Wisconsin and in Vermont, boy, the leaves changing were just beautiful. Couldn't have asked for a better time to go look at driving around the countryside. It was just gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous time of the year, and definitely some exciting new vehicles from both brands. I know for Land Rover, they've done some significant upgrades to the former LR3, which is now called the LR4.
That's right. You know, I was talking to Phil Popham, the managing director for Land Rover, and he just said, you know, there are people that change just a few things on one of their vehicles, and they give it an entire new name. And we changed so many things, and the car looks so different that we felt like giving it the same name, it just wouldn't do it justice. So they did. In fact, they even changed the engine. You can now get 375 horsepower with 375 pound-foot of torque. So they still have the same miles per gallon, 12 in the city and 17 in the highway.
Wow. And I understand that they've done some pretty significant upgrades to the interior on this new LR4. It's a lot more luxurious than the previous LR3, Luann. Did you notice a big difference?
I noticed a big difference. It was my favorite of the three Land Rovers.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The entire car suited itself. The Range Rover Sport was sort of a Range Rover wannabe. The Range Rover was more than I would want. The LR4 was just my guy.
And also, I know another thing that they've done with the LR4 is update it with additional electronics. And of course, Land Rover's got that wonderful electronic kind of off-road. I was going to call it stability control, but it's a lot more than that. You probably have the proper name in front of you. It escapes me for the moment. The all-terrain control, is that what it's called?
The terrain response system?
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been updated, I understand, significantly across the board. But I know that they did extra work on the LR4, which is the entry-level Land Rover.
Yeah, it's interesting to me because, I mean, if you were really looking at it, you'd go, okay, Hummer versus LR4 because, you know, the Hummer 3 versus the LR4 because you've got a lot of off-roading. And I asked Jerry McGovern, the design director for Land Rover, why is it that Hummer has never gotten away from the environmentalists and stuff, and yet Land Rover, they don't have that problem. They don't have a bad image, and yet Hummer does, and they're both off-roaders, and supposedly they compete together because they're 4x4s. And he said a lot of it has to do with that polarization, just the aggressive, angry look of a Hummer versus the elegance of the Land Rover. And if you think about it, in my article that I'm just finishing up now, I said, you know, it's kind of like the difference when you think of the Saturday Night Live Chippendale act from Saturday Night Live. It's like Chris Farley versus Patrick Swayze. They both can do the Chippendale, but one of them's not getting laughed at.
That's very true.
Yeah.
And certainly, you know, when you look at the number of countries that Land Rover is sold in, I know Hummer is also sold in a few countries, but Land Rover is sold all over the world. Matter of fact, it's more popular in many other areas than it is here in the U.S.
It's in a different segment. As I was saying about the Land Rover with the 4x4, Phil Popham said that in every nation except for the United States, the Land Rover competes against the premier sedan group. They don't compete against 4x4. It's only in the United States that they compete against the 4x4, and even that's changing now.
Interesting. Well, let's talk a little bit about the two that you weren't so fond of, the Range Rover Sport. This is the kind of sporting Land Rover with the more performance-type attitude aimed at the Cayenne from Porsche and also aimed at, I would suppose, also the FX from Infiniti. This vehicle, does it pack a supercharged V8 under the hood?
Right. So they all have the V8 5.0 liter.
Yes.
And the LR4 starts at 48,000. I think it can go all the way up to 63,000, but it starts at 48. And I would absolutely get the $3,600 heated seats.
Must come with more.
Yeah, it comes with more stuff than that. But I wouldn't buy a car without heated seats, so you have to add in the $3,600. Then you go to the Range Rover Sport, which has the naturally aspirated engine that the LR4 has with the direct fuel injection, which is why it's the same miles per gallon with a better horsepower. So it's sort of like the EcoBoost you hear about with Ford or the FSI with Audi. They all have that same thing. So
yeah, a little bit different tuning for that vehicle because it's more of a performance vehicle.
Right. The supercharged, so you have the naturally aspirated, it's 375 horsepower. The supercharged is 5.0 liter still, but it's 510 horsepower, 461 pound-foot of torque. So the naturally aspirated one is a 60,500, and the supercharged is 74,195.
Wow. And certainly, you know, those are the same engines that are utilized now in the Jaguar XK, the normally aspirated one in the base XK and the supercharged in the XKR. But Land Rover, I know, tunes them differently because where the Jags are more GT cruisers, the Land Rovers are tuned a little bit more for off-road grunt and torque and towing and hauling and that kind of stuff.
Right, yeah. It's funny because I was watching Motor Week yesterday, and they were talking about the Jaguar, and they said a gentlemanly's tone. The tuning of the Jaguar is too gentlemanly for me. I like a more subtle tone.
Mm-hmm.
And that tone is in your face. The Range Rovers are not in your face. They're very they're a lot quieter, and I think that says a lot about how they're positioning them. Because it used to be that 80% of the people bought Land Rovers, 80% of the males did. But every time I see a Land Rover, it's driven by a woman.
That's true, especially the less expensive ones. More on Land Rover for 2010 with Lou Ann Hammond coming your way on Auto World. Don't go away.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get 3 bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We are back. We are live. Thank you very much for joining us here. And by the way, when you get a chance, mosey on over. How do you like that? Mosey on over to our network's website, which is GCNlive.com, and you will be able to check out all kinds of cool things. We have archives of all of the programs since we started with the network back in late June, and we'll have every program forward, and we also have on demand, which means you can listen to this broadcast all this week, anytime, 24 hours a day until it's replaced by next week's broadcast. We also have a free podcast there, and plus a gamut of other shows to choose from as well. It's GCNlive.com. Speaking of websites, she's the founder, the editor-in-chief of CarList.com, Lou Ann Hammond, frequent contributor to many television shows, and recent visitor on a couple of press events, a Porsche event with me, and a Land Rover event in Vermont, and she's been telling us about some of the updates to the Land Rover lineup for 2010, and we've covered the LR4 and the Sport, the Range Rover Sport. Let's talk about the top-of-the-line one. This is the luxurious Land Rover. This is the Range Rover. This is the vehicle that was originally developed by BMW and is always a luxury favorite.
Oh, yeah. It always is a luxury favorite, and it still is a luxury favorite. And it starts at $79,275 for the naturally aspirated, $95,125 for the supercharged, and that supercharged is 510 horsepower, Bob.
Wow. And have they made any changes on the interior of that vehicle? Because that's usually a pretty swanky interior.
You know the thing I love, and it's in the Range Rover, the LR4 and the Range Rover Sport, is their new thin film transistor, that instrument screen that has virtual gauges.
Ooh, yeah. Tell me about that.
Oh, yeah. It looks so cool. It's almost, I don't even know really how to explain it other than it looks virtual. It's not digital. Most places have digital. Most cars have digital now, and some have still the analog clock. But this goes one step further. So it enhances the driver information that you're getting just because it's brighter. It just seems to come out easier. It's very cool.
Wow. Excellent. And I would imagine the best seller in this range will end up being the LR4. Is that the market leader as far as sales are concerned here in North America?
The one I would buy.
That's the one you would buy, definitely.
Yeah. Well, you can do everything. It's under $50,000, very competitive. It's a full all-wheel drive, off-road, has all of the best stuff that you've ever wanted. It has, too, the thin film transistor display. It has, just anything that you can imagine that you've wanted from Land Rover in the LR4. To me, the ride is just spectacular. The off-roading ability is right there. You know, in this day and time, I'm thinking a lot of people are going to look at the LR4. I mean, what else do you have? You have the Jeep and a Hummer. You have Mercedes and BMW. Mercedes and BMW aren't doing the off-roading that the Land Rover can, and the Jeep and the Hummer don't do what the Land Rover can in Premier. So if you want the best worlds,
mm-hmm.
go with the LR4.
Makes sense. While I've got you, let me get your initial impressions. There's no embargo on it on the Porsche, the Panamera. What do you think of that vehicle, and how well do you think it's going to do?
I think that it is going to do well. Every Porsche does well.
Yeah.
But I also like the S and the 4S. I think, unlike the Ranger, I'd do the LR4 and the Range Rover on the Land Rover stuff. On the Porsche Panamera, I would do the S or the 4S, because I think the twin turbo is more horsepower than most humans can handle.
Very good.
Yeah. I mean, didn't you find it hard to handle all that horsepower going around Road America?
Oh, I'm a horsepower junkie, so, I'd like the straight line part of that. But
going around those curves and everything, when I first went out there, I was like,
yeah.
This is a bit much. So.
No, the 4S, I think, is the best one, in my opinion.
And the big difference between the S and the 4S is S is two-wheel drive and the 4S is four-wheel drive.
Yeah, exactly. That is the main difference. And the only, I agree, if you're driving it on a track, unless you're a professional driver, the S or the 4S makes more sense. But, if you're somebody that likes to do stoplight wars, there's nothing like that turbo as far as spooling up. But there are many offerings that you can do equally as well at a lesser price tag. But certainly a beautiful interior. I think, the most controversial part of that car is the design of the car. And to be honest with you, I maybe just spending, the day or so that we were with the vehicle, I didn't like it when I saw it at Pebble Beach. I really didn't. And it was one of the nominees for the Motor Trend Car of the Year as well, a finalist. And I wasn't too enamored with it either. I love the interior, but I just couldn't get over the exterior. But the more I'm around it, the more I get used to the exterior. And it may now be my favorite lottery sedan. If I win the lottery and I got to have a sedan, this may be it.
Okay, let me see, because mine has always been the Maserati Gran Turismo S.
Oh, well, that's a two-door. You got to pick a four-door, so would it be the Quattroporte?
I don't know that I would. I think I might go with the Porsche Panamera because my husband Stretch is 6'4", and that even the back seat, you can get a 6'8 guy in the back seat of the Panamera, and it sits beautifully.
Yeah, no, I have plenty of two-door lottery cars. I probably four or five. So that Gran Turismo S is a beautiful car, and there's a bunch of others. But this is a kind of a bold move for Porsche. Of course, many years ago when they launched the Cayenne, a lot of folks thought they were crazy. But in reality, Cayenne really saved the Porsche brand, and it wasn't
the number one seller right now.
It is a number one seller, and it's the thing that's been able to keep the company. It is, as far as I know, it is still the most profitable car company in the world. They make a lot of profit on every one of the vehicles that they sell. There's been a little bit of an internal battle going on between Porsche and the Volkswagen Group, and I haven't followed it that carefully, but at one time there, Porsche was attempting to take over the Volkswagen Group and came very, very close, but they failed, and now Porsche is under the Volkswagen Group command, which means that we may see more Porsche models, and you know, it may mean some changes for the company. But I couldn't believe that that little company could take over the Volkswagen Group, which owns so many different brands.
Well, here's another one then for you, because Johan de Nietzen, the president of vice president of Audi of America, president now, I guess, told me that the reason, the way Volkswagen was able to buy Porsche and take over them was through Audi's money, because, of course, Audi is owned by Volkswagen Nova AG as well.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's interesting, and there's a lot of, you know, their family ties there between Porsche and Volkswagen, and it's kind of, you know, it's kind of like infighting between two families.
Let me just tell you, if you wanted to do sort of a murder mystery on the two of them, you couldn't be far off.
I think so, because I know Porsche's former president is no more. He's been thrown out the door and been replaced by somebody else. But yeah, some of the great you know, grandsons of the founder of Porsche are still around, and it's an interesting scenario. You're right. So thumbs up on all three Land Rovers, but especially the LR4, Luann?
Yeah, I'd go thumbs up on two of them.
Okay, and the Porsche Panamera, thumbs up all the way?
Yeah, I'd go on two of them. I love the twin turbo. I just say, save your money. And let me just tell you, Hurley Haywood, what is the name of his dealership in Florida? It's in Jacksonville, Florida. So if anybody's listening from Jacksonville, Florida, if you buy a Porsche from Hurley Haywood's dealership, he will give you a free day at his Gainesville road track.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm trying to find it now as I'm looking through. And
that's why thereby hangs a tale, because I never knew he owned a Porsche dealership in Jacksonville, Florida. That Concours event that we were talking about, the Amelia Island Concours with Bill Warner, the chairman, is held at Amelia Island, which is right outside of Jacksonville, and Hurley is always a major figure at that event. So thereby hangs a tale.
Brumos Porsche, and it's in Jacksonville, Florida. They will send, if you can go buy the Porsche there, and then you get Saturday for free, which is only an hour away. So if you can get down there and buy the Porsche there, you can get a day at the road track with Hurley Haywood.
And what a gentleman he is, and certainly one of the great racers of all time. Thank you, Luann.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.